This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Sherilyn, it's Sharilyn, Chilcote, Chilcote. Date of birth 10/3/1946. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Chilcote with stage 4 chronic kidney disease since June of this year. She had been stage 3B before that. And also hypertension and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was April 24th of this year. She did have a sudden decrease in kidney function June 26th of 2023, and etiology was unknown. Labs were being checked monthly after the creatinine had increased to 2.3. On July 25th of this year, creatinine 2.52, August 7th, 2.37, September 7th, 2.22, September 12th of this year, 2.19, and then today, 1.89. So we are slightly better today, but not back to baseline, which was between 1.3 and 1.6, but getting there. She has been seeing Dr. Shake for severe neuropathy of her lower extremities. She did have a bad fall at home, but now has been using her walker, and that has prevented falls for her. She's going to see her cardiologist next week also for evaluation and management. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She has shortness of breath on exertion, but none at rest. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. She does use her CPAP regularly at bedtime. She has chronic urinary incontinence without odor or visible blood. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremities that is stable. It does improve when she elevates her legs. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Losartan has been increased from 50 milligram once a day to twice a day, maximum dose currently. Gabapentin was decreased from 300 milligram three times a day to 300 milligram once a day, which is much more appropriate with current renal function. Melatonin and spironolactone were stopped. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis, currently 5 milligram twice a day, and iron, 27 milligram a day. And also Trulicity, 3 milligram weekly. Lasix is 40 milligram twice a day, up from 40 milligram once a day. Also, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram once a day, with potassium, 20 milligram twice a day. Also new is chlorthalidone, 25 milligram daily in the morning. Amlodipine, 10 milligram daily at nighttime. And Synthroid is increased to 137 microgram once daily. Physical examination, weight is 243 pounds. That is a decrease of 9 pounds over the last 6 months. Pulse 87 and regular. Oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Blood pressure, left forearm, large adult cuff is 125 over 76. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with some early beats. Abdomen is obese without ascites. She has 3-plus edema from feet, two-thirds of the way up to the knees bilaterally. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done today, 10/23 of 23. And they are improved. The creatinine has improved from 2.19 now down to 1.89. Estimated GFR is now 27. Hopefully that'll continue to improve, and we will ask her to do labs monthly at this point. Her albumin 4.4, calcium is 9.8, sodium 139, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 32, phosphorus 4.0, Hemoglobin 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with some improvement in creatinine this month. Hopefully that will be a trend. It's been very slow to improve. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, congestive heart failure, that's also well controlled. 4, diabetic nephropathy. The patient will start monthly labs. She should follow a low-salt diet and limit fluids to 56 ounces in 24 hours. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.